Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Hallelujah, right now, just thanking God for who he is. Come on, enter in with all faith, keeping the truth. God, for a mighty move in your life and those in your family. Come on, come on, come on. Surrender it all over, withholding nothing right now. Amen. Knowing that if God be for you, who could be against you? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, hallelujah, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith, for he is our God, and we, hallelujah, are the people of his past and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would hear the voice of the Lord our God and receive what God is saying on today, that you would truly be blessed, amen, that you would truly be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was so glad what they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many happy to be here this morning, knowing that God has kept us, amen, it is he that sent his only begotten son to save us, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that heals us, that makes all things new. Hallelujah. We come to give you praise on today. We come, oh God, surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. We come, oh Lord, praying this morning with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of repentance and forgiveness on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today. Oh, Father God, we come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come in exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we come to worship you as your word says you desire, in truth and in spirit. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you with holding nothing, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, change us, oh, God, and make us more like you. Oh, Lord, as we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand this morning. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord God, it's you that have kept us up. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way. Lord, we pray for divine position on today. Oh, Lord, that we may receive from you great and mighty. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Let there be a great pouring in of your glory, oh God. Let us receive your Shekinah glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on earth. That all will know and see that we've been sent by you, that we are your children, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we come to you this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy. In your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your plan, amen. Hallelujah. That we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, amen, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us, hallelujah, through the storms that come into our lives. Father God, we thank you for your presence in our life. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, as we come this day, oh God, hallelujah, we come believing. We bow before you and we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, of all our trespasses, and all our iniquities and transgressions, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for any misunderstanding, carnality, or rationalization. Oh Lord, forgive us, hallelujah, of any unforgiveness we have toward anyone. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah Isaiah 22:22, to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny, your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer that all be saved, that all will come to know and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, while we still have time, Lord, we ask, oh, God, for hallelujah, that you will bless us with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life, oh, God, that your peace will reign over every area of our life, oh, God, that we will be peacemakers, oh, God, and pursue peace always. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not giving any way to the enemy. Amen. Not giving any way to the devil. Amen. That our thoughts be pure, righteous, holy, and pure unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. That our thoughts be pure, righteous unto you. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate us into the truly, to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. We bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let us not be tempted by the evildoers of this world, oh God. Let us not be tempted by the possession of conversations of people of this world in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we live in this world, hallelujah, but the world does not live in us. For we are not from this world. Amen. Oh, Lord, let your light shine so bright through us that all will see and know, hallelujah, that we are children of you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let the fruit of your spirit take root in us right now, God. Not lacking one in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For your words of death, no law, hallelujah, concerning this. And we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, oh God. He caught my Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, spells. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood and all these things right now. We decree and declare according to John 22:27-28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live and move and have our being. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the wicked ones be uprooted and cast down right now, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day. Hallelujah. In peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, in your blessing, bless us. In your multiplying, Father God, multiply us as the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us today. Lord, we need your help right now. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need to turn around, oh God. Lord, divinely intervene in our life and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, let breakthrough come in our finances, support. Let breakthrough come in our healing, oh Lord. Let breakthrough come in our relationships. Let breakthrough come in our business and ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let breakthrough come in the life of our children. All that we love and concern about, oh God. Oh Lord, open up a way where there seems to be no way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Oh Lord, send your warring angels to warn our behalf. Oh, you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, go before us on today. Make it every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's moving out the rough passes. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Oh Lord, increase us even more to love more like Christ. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, anywhere that the enemy is holding on to our blessing,
yet the wrist in the hand of the water be broken and destroyed, that we may receive the blessing, that it may come to us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for restoration. Oh, Lord, restore us, oh God, of all that the enemy has taken away. Let restoration come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, restore every bit of peace and happiness. Restore the joy, oh God. Restore the hope. Restore the relationships. Restore our bodies, oh God, to good health. Restore the finances, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare by faith. Lord, as we come believing, we ask, help us with our unbelief, that we may receive on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, your word says we cannot please you if we don't have no faith. Help right now, oh God. Oh Lord, only you can do it, oh God. Oh Lord, work a miracle in us and for us, oh God. We decree and declare by faith. We have a resurrection power working on the inside. So we will not stay down. We will rise up again. Let's cut our bush and say, no, Jesus, hallelujah. He died on the cross for us. But the Bible tells us in 3 days, he rose again. And because we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, we shall rise again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by faith, it's already done. What Jesus said before he came up the ghost, he said it is finished. We thank the Lord Jesus that you left nothing undone, that it is finished. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we hold on to the finished work of the cross. Let come by faith. Lord, help us all today. Anoint our heads with your holy oil. Anoint our mouth, oh God, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence, the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, your word says that you equip the call. We don't have to worry about what to say, that you will put in our mouth what to say and when to say it, oh God. Lord, we trust in you with all our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. Let God by chance. Lord, help on today. Those in this house, help on today, Lord. Those, hallelujah, in the street, help on today, Lord. Those on the line today, help on today, Lord, that they will know and see, oh God, that you are God that sits up high and looks down low, oh God. Lord, that you're able to do all things. For your word said, with man it's impossible, but you, Father God, all things are possible. So, Lord, we surrender all over to you. Know that in your hands it's possible to be done higher. Lord, help on today. Help my mother, Lord. Help my brother, Lord. Help my sister, Lord. Help my husband, Lord. Help my children and grandchildren, Lord. Help, oh God, we need you. Oh, Lord, this world is falling apart. But you, we stand on solid ground. We will not be moved. Oh, Lord, because you're with us. It's you that strengthen us. It's you that guide and lead us. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We don't have to cry. We don't have to fall apart because you are our strength. We just want to say thank you. We decree and declare today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how I'm going to say thank you. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we receive it all that you have for us. For your word that all good things coming from you. So Lord, we receive your goodness on today. And we decree and declare by faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. We belong to Jesus. We are blood washed by the blood of Jesus. Sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Made holy new by the blood of Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus answers for us. Amen. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus protects us. Hallelujah, God. We just want to say thank you today for your shed blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare that we're coming from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. And we decree and declare victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no weapon formed been traveling on the road. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers or accidents. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one, over our homes and all that's in our homes, every vehicle and form of transportation we may take on today, or those that our loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protect us, and we thank you for, Lord. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere we may enter into, and they will enter into, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, and we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We owe the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Clothed in this power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for turnaround this morning, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. If you just trust God on today, if you believe God for the more, amen, hallelujah, whatever it is that you're needing, I want to understand it's all in the hands of our Father, our Heavenly Father. He's able to do it for you right now. When it looks impossible and to you, it's like, it's no way, it can't happen, and I don't see how that's going to happen. I don't believe God's going to do that for me. I've seen God do it for others. I've heard about it. I want you to understand and know God is able to do it for you. He's able to step in right now, just turn that thing around. He's able to touch your situation. Amen. Breakthrough will come in the name of Jesus Christ. When it seems like you've been left behind, when you seem like others are far above you, I mean, or others are far ahead of you, and you don't know how you're going to catch up, I want you to understand that God is able, hallelujah, to put you ahead. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you just keep your mind stayed on him, if you just look up and see where your help come from, your help coming from the Lord our God, hallelujah, who made heaven and earth, hallelujah. I want you to understand who we serve. We serve the one true God, the living God. Amen. He's not dead. Hallelujah. He is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everyone here in Sunday service, the children and grandchildren. Amen. The mothers and fathers. We thank you. I am so excited to be here on today. God has truly kept us. Amen. We're still here breathing, hallelujah, knowing who we are, whose we are, where we are. It's a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome you all this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. The senior pastor, Pastor North St. Manning, who will be joining us here in a minute, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, along with our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Hallelujah. God bless you and your families. We're so glad to have you here in Sunday service with us. You could be anywhere else, but you decide to be here, and I pray that all that you've come to receive on today, that you shall receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I pray that God would increase your faith even more this morning to receive the miracle, because we serve a miracle-working God. Amen. Hallelujah. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we definitely want to welcome you, and we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press 1 right now, if you're online listening, amen, we want to hear from you as well. Just give us a call in to the line at 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. If it's your first time here in Sunday service, press 1. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so excited what God is doing in this season and how God is truly moving. Hallelujah. If you just allow God in and let him have his way, definitely come on in and we'll change your whole situation. Amen. We'll change everything about you. Hallelujah. That I will see and know that that is a man, a woman of God.
Amen. You just got to make the decision. Hallelujah. The choice is yours. That is your will. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're going to have a song selection as we prepare to partake in communion this morning. It is June the 4th. Look at God. June 4th, 2023. And we're still here. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you would go ahead and grab your things that you like to partake, grab your elements that you need for communion, to partake in communion, please do so. We're going to have a song selection here, and we'll be right back. So stay here with us and grab your things for communion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. I'm coming with the song selection. Bear with me here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There we go.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Come on, you feel. Oh, it will drive.
This time we're going to partake in communion.
Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so that each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, we can take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We thank you, Lord, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray with love and thanksgiving, and the whole church do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins, church? Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection. It will be back for the preach word. Stay with us.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me.
Unto me,
for every valley,
you used to train
to me,
send me.
I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say it.
Mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing.
strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. The best part of hallelujah, of service today, us being in the presence of the Lord. I would like for every single one to help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God, this beautiful spirit of God, God's own anointed apostle, his prophetess, hallelujah. Anointed pastor, devoted mother, devoted wife, amen. Devoted to her church, hallelujah. Devoted to her family members and friends, hallelujah. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit each and every day of her life, amen. Help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God,
my wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
My Lord, he caught my bush. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Oh, my Lord, my God, we just thank you, Lord God. I give our honor, praise, and glory to the Lord, our God, the head and the lift of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Dorsey Manning, Minister Martin Green, hallelujah, and the church family. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray as we enter in to receive what thus said the Lord and understanding. Amen. And receiving the understanding of God's word. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. I come, oh God, with all faith, believing you for a mighty move that you will have your way in this, hallelujah, in this place, amen, in the place and the hearts of your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty in this service on today. Let that be a great pouring in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, use me mighty for your glory. Oh, Lord, anoint my mouth that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against every hindering spirit, amen, every unteachable spirit. I come against every spirit of complaining and murmuring. I come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. I come against every spirit of rejection and bitterness, anger, resentment. I come against every spirit of sickness, disease, of ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. I come against every spirit, hallelujah, of oppression and depression, anxiety and fear, suicide, every spirit that's operating on this line or in us, outside the Holy Spirit. Every spirit of limitation and procrastination, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill all these areas that the enemy has vacated with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We enter in and we receive because we walk in expectation. Have your way, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad to be here. You'll hear me say that over and over again because I am very grateful and walking in gratefulness and gratitude because God has truly kept us, and it's nothing that we have done ourselves that have kept us here another day, another moment in time, but God and God alone, because he has work for us to do, amen, that God has use for us, amen. I don't care who you are, amen, hallelujah. God has something for you to do, amen, hallelujah, and I pray that you be obedient to the call, amen, hallelujah. The word today is God is faithful to forgive. A lot of us are living with unforgiveness. A lot of us have not received forgiveness because we feel like we're not worthy to receive forgiveness, or what we've done is too dramatic or too drastic that we cannot receive forgiveness. See, this is the trick of the enemy. Amen. God is faithful to forgive. How many need forgiveness? Hallelujah. And you've asked for it, but you have yet to receive it. You've asked for it, and because you don't believe that you are forgiven. But I want to let you know today, church, that God is faithful to forgive. Yes, that you did. Yes, that you said. Yes, God is faithful to forgive. That's enough to shout glory. Hallelujah. Amen. That's enough to shout because, see, though man may not forgive you, and they tell you, I will never forgive you for what you've done to me. You hurt me to the core. You broke me in pieces. I can't forgive you. But I want you to know, church, that God is faithful to forgive. My Lord, my God, I want us to go to the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 with me this morning. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take my time with this morning. I normally talk really fast here because for the sake of time that's on this platform. But however far we get, amen, with the time we have, we're going to take advantage of that. But I definitely want us to understand this today because a lot of us are dealing with the spirit of unforgiveness. Or not even, when I say this, I mean not being able to receive the forgiveness that's available for us through Christ Jesus. because it is available. God is faithful to forgive us. Amen. If you receive Jesus Christ and you truly believe and you receive, you know that you are forgiven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So as we go into the book of John, 1 John, church, not St. John, but 1 John, hallelujah. So you're going to find that right before Jude, you're going to find 1 John, hallelujah, to the further back, because we have children in church this morning, giving them an opportunity to get there as well. 1 John, and you'll find the number 1 in front of it, John, so that the girls can get it here. We have children here. We want them to be able to, young adults, I should say, young adults here, amen, and they have their Bibles. Glory to God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, hallelujah, 1 through 1 and 9, I'm sorry, 1 John 1, verse 9, 1 John 1, verse 9, hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 John, hallelujah, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, hallelujah, our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to say that again because I want to make sure that we get this, church, amen, hallelujah, because a lot of us are dealing with guilt, shame, and condemnation because we have not received forgiveness, though we have asked, but in our hearts we have not truly received that. So now we're dealing with the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who is he? My Lord, my God. Understand who he is. We're not talking about man. We're talking about God. He is faithful to forgive us. See, confession frees us to enjoy fellowship with Christ. It should ease our conscience to take away our shame and lighten our burden of guilt. But see, some Christians do not understand how confession works. They feel so guilty that they confess the same sins over and over. Then they wonder if they might have forgotten something. See, other Christians believe that God forgives them when they confess. Oh, my Lord, my God. But that if they died with unconfessed sins, they would be forever lost. See, these Christians do not understand that God wants to forgive us. He allowed his beloved son to die just so he could offer us pardon. He canceled our debt, amen, and dismissed all charges. See, when we come to Christ, he forgives all the sins we have committed or will ever commit. Of course, I want us to understand, we do not do so, we will make us lose our salvation. Understand this. I want us to understand what's going on here. I want us to understand, of course, we should continue to confess our sins, church, but not because failure to do so will make us lose our salvation. Our relationship with Christ is secure. See, instead, we should confess so that we can enjoy maximum fellowship and joy with him. See, true confession also involves a commitment not to continue in sin. See, we wouldn't be genuinely confessing our sins to God if we plan to commit them again and again, my Lord, my God, and just wanted temporary forgiveness. See, rather we should pray for strength to defeat temptation the next time we face it. Because we know what, church, it's coming. Amen. It's coming. Hallelujah. But God is our strength to overcome that temptation. My Lord, my God. Amen. See, if God has forgiven us for our sins because of Christ, because of Jesus Christ, then why must we confess our sins? Why must we confess our sins? See, admitting our sins and receiving Christ's cleansing, we are, number one, agreeing with God that we truly have sinned and will turn from it. Amen. And two, ensuring that we don't conceal our sins from him and consequently from ourselves. And three, recognizing our tendency to sin and rely on his power to overcome it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful
to forgive. I could just stop right there, amen, hallelujah. I could just stop right there, amen, hallelujah, for the sake of others to get it and understand it today, amen, and hold on to it that God is faithful to forgive, amen. We have beat ourselves up, hallelujah, too long, amen, because we have not received, hallelujah, what Jesus came to do, amen, and knowing that it is done, hallelujah, it all really comes down to your belief, hallelujah. Do you believe it? See, the word of God teaches us that we need self-knowledge, and self-knowledge of the most important kind, namely knowledge of our sin and misery. See, this does not mean that we attain this knowledge ourselves. In fact, only from the word of God do we learn that we are sinners. See, apart from God's revelation, we would not know our true natural condition, conceived and born in sin and inclined to all manners of sin and evil. See, nor our true natural status with guilt and condemnation accountable in the sight of God. See, throughout our whole life, we have to deal with this this reality of sin. You know, let's look at 1 John 1:8. Amen. If we look at 1 John 1:8, hallelujah. The Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Yes.
And the truth is not in us. Hallelujah. Come on now. Mm-hmm. If we say this, the Bible says, right, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. My Lord, my God. You know, when we look at this scripture and understand, see, sometimes we as believers are worried whether all of our sins or all their sins are really forgiven, particularly sins are of hate, you know, a death, a killing, those things that when you go to court, they throw you in there for life, you know. But understand, even in that, we are forgiven because God is faithful to forgive. I want us to understand a particular sin against which we must struggle time again, but do not seem to make much headway in overcoming, can make us wonder whether the Lord will really forgive us. Will he really? This is so bad, and there's no way God is going to forgive me for this. I've done it again, and there's just no way God. I want you to understand, church, God is faithful to forgive. My Lord, my God, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and I'll let you get there with me this morning. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. See, to speak of Jesus' blood was an important first century way of speaking of Christ's death. See, his death points to two wonderful truths, redemption and forgiveness. Redemption was the price paid to gain freedom for a slave. See, through his death, Jesus paid the price to release us from slavery to sin. Hallelujah. See, forgiveness was granted in the Old Testament times on the basis of the shedding of animal blood. And now we are forgiven on the basis of the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood. See, he died as the perfect and final sacrifice. Grace is God's voluntary and loving favor given to those he saves. Amen. We can't, hallelujah, earn salvation, nor do we deserve it. See, without God's grace, no person can be saved. See, to receive it, we must acknowledge that we cannot save ourselves, that only God can save us, and that our only way to receive this loving favor is through faith in Christ.
Uh-huh.
My Lord, my God. God is faithful to forgive. Amen. But do you believe that?
Uh-huh.
Do you have faith, hallelujah, to receive that? Amen. My Lord, people struggle with that to the grave. People struggle with that to the grave. Hallelujah. They're still carrying those things to the grave. God said, I have forgiven you, but will you receive it? My Lord, my God.
The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 17, oh God, I'm trying to contain myself, church, amen, hallelujah, because when I look back over my life and see what God has brought me from, and when I realize that God has forgiven me and washed me and cleansed me by the blood of Jesus, I stand free today, hallelujah. My God, I'm not going to let you and nobody else try to take me back there. God has forgiven me. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away, and the new stands before you today. Because I believe that God is faithful to forgive. My Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 17, then he adds their sins and the lawless deeds I will remember no more. Come on. See, the writer concludes his argument with this powerful statement that God will remember our sins no more. No more. Your mama may not. Your wife or your husband may not. Your children may not. Your brother and your sister may not. Your employer may not. But God, come on. Says he will not remember anymore. See, Christ forgives completely. So there's no need to confess our past sins repeatedly. Amen? As believers, we can be confident that the sins we confess or renounce are forgiven and forgotten. See, you just holding yourself in bondage because you yourself don't believe that God is capable to forgive. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand this. Hallelujah. I'm coming, church. The way we may focus on the words of the scripture, I want us to understand, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. John speaks about confessing our sins without going into details about what confession means. My Lord, you will understand this. It's an honest confession made with integrity, which means that we have broken and contrite hearts and our heartless sorrow for our sins and fight against them. Amen. See, God is not just interested in words, but in the attitude of the heart. See, John says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins. Notice carefully that John does not just say that if we confess our sins, God will forgive us of our sins. John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will, hallelujah, come on, will forgive us of our sins, purify us from all unrighteousness. See, this is a guarantee for the forgiveness of our sins, and it lies in God's faithfulness and just. See, God is faithful, church. God is faithful, faithful to his promise of forgiveness. Scripture records in many places the promise of forgiveness. That promise even lies at the heart of the covenant. And we know from Scripture that God is faithful to his covenant promises. His words are spoken in truth and stand forever. God faithfully keeps his promises, hallelujah, of forgiveness because he is the faithful one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God is also just, and just is the sense that he does what is right and good. This is closely connected with God's faithfulness because if God says that, hallelujah, he will do something, it is a matter of his justice that he will then also do it. Amen. God sent his son into this world to pay the price for our sins. And since the price has been paid, hallelujah, injustice, hallelujah, will not exact the price from us. Amen. I want you to understand, church, it is done. Christ bore the wrath of God against our sins so that we may be filled with God's blessing. That's enough to shout glory. Hallelujah. I want you to understand we were born in sin. Amen. We're unshakable. Come on, church. My Lord, my God, be free on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want us to understand, therefore, it is a matter of God's justice to grant us the blessing of forgiveness when we confess our sins.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, church, in his faithfulness
Amen.
And justice, God will forgive us our sins
yeah.
and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Therefore, the guarantee of our forgiveness lies in the very fact of who God is. He is the faithful and just one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, hallelujah, but I feel free, hallelujah, even in this moment because sometimes it's something, you know, the enemy will continue to try to make you ponder on, amen, to have you keep thinking about that thing or what you said and what you did, amen, even years ago, even yesterday, amen. But when you confess out of your mouth, hallelujah, it is already done. Because God is faithful to forgive. As I wrap up here, church, hallelujah, got about a couple of minutes here. When we look at the book of Psalm 103 and 12, if you just write that down and go back to it later when you can, forgiveness means that as far as the east from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. I want us to understand, John used the word for forgiveness, which has, hallelujah, its root meaning, the notion of sinning away. See, when we confess our sins, God removes our sins from his sight so that he does not focus on them. They have been paid for by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, 1 John 2 and 2 says that, and he himself is the propitiation, hallelujah, I know my tongue gets tired when I say it, hallelujah, for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
Amen.
The whole world. God then applies to us the redeeming work of Christ. There is the reassuring aspect of finality in that word, forgiveness. To people who are feeling guilty and condemned, John offers reassurance. They know they have sinned, and Satan called the accuser in Revelation 12 and 10. He is demanding the death penalty. So when you feel this way, don't give up. Don't give up hope. The best defense attorney in the universe is pleading your cause. Jesus Christ, your advocate, your defender, is, hallelujah, I want you to understand, hallelujah, he's standing in the gap for you, amen. He's the chief intercessor, hallelujah. He's our defender, the judge's son, amen. He is the judge's son, my Lord, my God. Come on, he has already suffered your penalty in your place. My Lord, my God, Jesus gives us the perfect example of forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
While in agony on the cross, Jesus called out, exclaiming, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God, Jesus asked God to forgive the people who were putting him to death.
Mm-hmm.
And God answered that prayer by opening up the way of salvation,
mm-hmm.
even to Jesus' murderers.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, the gospel, amen, the good news is that God is gracious.
Yes.
He will forgive us and give us new life through his son who he sent, and he did the work. Hallelujah. We are saved by the finished work on Calvary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
The
Bible says, as we get ready to wrap up here, I'm going to take a few minutes until the system just beep on me. The Bible says in Matthew 6, hallelujah, verse 14 through 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. A lot of us are dealing with that today. The very thing that you're going to God to, hallelujah, for forgiveness for, you yourself will not forgive. You yourself, many have said, I will go to my grave before I forgive. But I pray today that you will confess it and that you will forgive as God has already forgiven you.
See, Jesus gives a startling warning about forgiveness. If we refuse to forgive others, God will also refuse to forgive us. Why is that, Pastor? Why? Because when we don't forgive others, we are denying or coming ground as sinners in need of God's forgiveness. See, God's forgiveness of sin is not the direct result of our forgiving others, but it is based on our realizing what forgiveness means. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:32, you can see for yourself, it is easy to ask God for forgiveness, but difficult to grant it to others. See, whenever we ask God to forgive us for sin, we should ask ourselves, have I forgiven the people who have wronged me? I want us to understand, church, you can't be tried for a case that is no longer on the docket. You can't be tried. Hallelujah. I want us to understand what forgiveness looks like. You cannot. Come on now. Come on now. I don't know if you ever showed up and they said, we don't see you nowhere on the docket, so are you in the right place? You may want to check down there. And what day you say that was again? And what was your, well, I don't know why you even here, sir, ma'am. See, you can't be tried for a case that's not no longer on the docket. United with Christ, you are as safe as he is. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus to plead your case. He has already won it for you. Amen. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He can stand before God as our mediator because of his death, because of his death penalty for our sin. Christ both satisfies God's requirements and removes our sin. In him, we are forgiven and purified. Sometimes it's difficult to forgive those who wrong us. I imagine how hard it would be to forgive everyone, no matter what they had done. This is what God has done in Jesus. No one, no matter what he or she has done, is beyond forgiveness. All a person has to do is turn from his or her sin, receive Jesus Christ's forgiveness, and commit his or herself, her life, his life to him. Amen? Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. As I wrap up here today, church, and I just thank God for the word today. Hallelujah. God knows exactly what we need when we need it, amen, and what we're dealing with. As I pray today, breakthrough, amen, praying for God to turn that thing around. A lot of time is what we're dealing with in our mind, but we allow it to take root in our mind and thoughts, amen, to feed us and allowing that thing to manifest. But I want you to understand today, church, that God is faithful to forgive, amen. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, as we get ready to wrap up here, Lord, we thank you for your word is true and forever established in heaven, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that it has went forth, amen, and has taken root in the life and the hearts of your children, amen. My Lord, my God, the Bible says in the book of Romans, it says that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. See, some sins seem bigger than others because they're obvious and consequences are much more serious. But this does not mean that because we do lesser sin, we deserve eternal life. Amen. All sin makes us sinners, and all sin cuts us off from our holy God. All sin therefore leads to death because it disqualifies us from living with God. See, regardless how great or small it seems, don't minimize little sin or overrate big sin. They all separate us from God, but they all can be forgiven, amen, because God is faithful to forgive, amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord, through your sins are like scarlet, that shall be as white as snow. They, hallelujah, though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. My Lord, my God, I don't know if you know what scarlet is. Scarlet or crimson was the color of a deep red permanent dye, and it, hallelujah, and its deep stain was virtually impossible to remove from clothing. See, the blood-stained hands of the murderers are probably in view here. See, the stain of sin seems equally permanent, but God can remove sin. The same for my life as the promise to do for the Israelites. Amen. We do not have to go through life permanently soiled. Hallelujah. God's word assures us that if we are willing and obedient, Christ will forgive and remove all, hallelujah, our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Most indeniable stains from us. God purifies us from all unrighteousness. When we confess our sin, he washes us so that we are clean. When we are forgiven, our robes are white because they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We are, hallelujah,
even whiter than so, not by nature, but by virtue of Jesus Christ's work. God looks at us as we are through faith in Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, we are forgiven, purified people. This is a matter of God's covenant faithfulness and justice. Come on, church, say hallelujah. God is faithful to forgive. Receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if there be one on today, the doors of the church is now open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, boy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed word that went forth this morning. We pray that every single virtue that left the mouth and the body of your apostle, that it be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her feet be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her mind be blessed right now in the name of Jesus. Let her heart be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single thing that you touch, hallelujah, let it be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today. There may be one today. This is the perfect message for each and every one of us who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, see, this is that perfect time. You have heard this message here and you have realized that, you know, I am a sinner. And because I am a sinner, I deal with disbelief and unbelief each and every day of my life. Hallelujah. I deal with the pressure of God won't forgive me, or I deal with the pressure of shame and guilt and condemnation, and I deal with all this anxiety and depression. But remember this, church. Jesus Christ paid the price for the whole world, for all sin, once and for all, when he died there on the cross for us. Amen. So if you understand that, church, then what are we waiting for? Amen. Will you press one today? If you're online, we would like for you to call in 845-277-9213. Then press one. Press one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There may be one today. You're already saved. You have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But here it is still. We suffer with unbelief, or we suffer with disbelief. See, we should understand one thing. You know, when you are saved, you're saved by God's Spirit, not by your might, not by your power, but by his Spirit. Amen. By his Spirit, you are saved. But see, there are sometimes, you know, we still deal with the heart. There are still things that are in our heart. There's still things in our mind. You know, we still deal with an old nature or our old self. See, that old man or that old woman has already been crucified. The only sins that you deal with are the ones that you remember. Amen. That's why we have an advocate. That's why we have the Holy Ghost. That's why we have the Word of God. That's why we have Jesus Christ to lean on. Will you press one today? If that's something that you're in need of prayer of, amen. I think Apostle said this. See, we hold on from things from day to day to day. Let today be that day that you bring it all over to Christ. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. There may be one today who is in need of a church home. You are looking for a church home today. Apostle Tawanique and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would love to pastor you. We would love to lead you in that direction that God have called us to lead you. If you believe that this church, the Gospel Public Ministry, is a perfect church for you to grow, hallelujah, for you to flourish, for you to learn, we're just going to do it all through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. That's the only way that we can do it. Amen. Will you press one today? It doesn't matter if you're in another city. We're in the city of Houston. It doesn't matter if you're in another city. It doesn't even matter if you're 2 hours away or 2 hours ahead or 2 hours behind. There is no time and no distance in spirit. So because there is no time and no distance in spirit, see, God have allowed each and every one of us to be right here in the same place at the same time, and he is right here in the middle. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless this beautiful spirit. We have our daughter. She come for prayer this morning. I would like for each and every one of you who are here with us this morning to join in with us in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We come, oh God, touching the ground on today with your daughter, oh God, for a mighty movement of life. Lord, we pray, oh God, for restoration, oh God, Lord, that you restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every nerve in her body, oh God. Let healing spring forth right now. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, for deliverance, oh God, from every ache and pain and discomfort that she has right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will open up the way where it seemed to be no way for your daughter. Oh, Lord, open up doors of blessing, oh God, doors of good relationships, oh God, doors of healing, oh God. Lord, we pray for peace, oh God, that you will cover her mind with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of depression, oppression, and fear and worry right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray your blessing that you will bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, will you multiply with our goodness and our favor, oh God, and our protection. Amen. And oh Lord, over our child, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, Lord, we ask that you just send your word, oh God, and she shall be healed, delivered, and set free, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will increase our favor even more to receive from you, oh God. Oh Lord, oh God, open up our eyes, oh God. Let sight come, oh God. Let us see with new eyes and hear with a new ear, oh God, new ears, and speak with a new tongue, oh God. She will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, increase our faith on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us find favor in thy sight, oh God, and that with mankind. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let your peace reign, oh God, in her life. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. We come against the spirit of anger and resentment, bitterness right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak life into you. We speak blessings and favor of God. We decree and declare you shall live and not die. Amen. Hallelujah. That you would see and know that God loves you and God is for you. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, Jalen. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you and may God keep you. Remember that every single thing that we pray about. See, we leave it there. See, we don't pray about things and pick it back up. We pray about these things and we let God do the work. Because he promises us when two or three, and we are that two or three that are gathered together. Get anything in the name of Jesus. He said that it is so. Amen. He said that he will do. That he will do. And God is not a man that he shall lie. God, he keeps his promise. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. Glory to God. If you have those available right now, amen. If you've already sent them on, we pray over those as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you bless us. It's you, Father God, that gives seed to the sower. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them for your glory. Amen. To your glory, oh God. Make these gifts bring shelter. May they bring shelter to the homeless and comfort to the sick, rest to the weary and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves of bread. Amen. That we freely we give, oh God, to others, oh God. We pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. We give freely, not from compulsion, for there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as you will. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so filled and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is June the 4th, 2023, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Amen. With Senior Pastor Sassa Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning and Minister Larasta, Minister Lauren Green. Amen. Our announcements are as following. On Monday at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here online at 845-277-9213. Also on Wednesdays, we have our Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we have our Sunday service here at 10 a.m. So join us. Oh, okay. Join us at 10 a.m. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the babies. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are already in our minister training. Amen. Those who are part of minister training, I look forward to seeing you all on second Thursday. Amen. And we're looking forward to going out for our street ministry in the month of July. Look out for those emails and text messages. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have a play coming up here. We need to have a quick turnaround. Amen. On June the 17th and 18th, I believe that's Father's Day weekend. Come out and celebrate. Bring your father to see the play, Sugary Cafe and Lounge. We're looking forward to it. It's a new play of good comedy for a good time and laughter. And we thank our sister Connie Northern, who's always there to support. Continue to promote the shows for us, bringing out new people. So God bless you, Sister Connie Northern, and all that you do to help us here in Houston and with the ministry and with our company, Good Comedy. So God bless you. You all, if you're in Houston, Texas that weekend or surrounding areas, come out. That's June 17 and 18. You can get your tickets online at thegoodcomedy.com. Amen. We want to celebrate the birthdays in the month of June. Happy birthday. Pastor Manning's birthday is coming up next Thursday, June 8th. You know I'm excited. I act like it's my birthday. I love to celebrate my husband. So he's looking forward to having a happy birthday, a blessed birthday, and everyone else that's celebrating a birthday here. Amen. We celebrate the birthday this month of June. I'm sorry. We celebrate you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you. We pray that God will continue to bless you and increase you in his goodness and favor. We pray that breakthrough will come. That thing that you've been waiting on God to do, that thing that you've been waiting to break free, that blessing that you've been wait on. We pray that this month, amen, that it will come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with no more delays. Amen. We pray that God will bless you with long life, good health, and strength, and the joy of the Lord be with you always and continue blessing and flow in your life and those that you love and concerned about. Long life, good health, peace of joy, peace of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And those that are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of June, happy anniversary. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray the favor of God, continue favor of God upon your marriage and union. May you all increase in love. Amen. Respecting one another. Remember those first day you saw each other and said, I got to have him. I got to have her. And you said, I do. That you'll remember that. I pray for restoration of your marriage, of God's goodness and favor. Amen. That joy will just overtake you all. That you all will live a long, healthy life together. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That does conclude our announcements for today, June 4th, 2023. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. God bless you all. I'm so excited. Anyway, let us bless you here. We hear the Gospel Public Ministry of the Apostles. Pastor Dorsey Manning, our senior pastor, Pastor Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be able to follow you, to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellence. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Man.
Amen, amen. God is faithful to forgive you of all of your sins. What a mighty word that we receive here today. And we thank you, Lord, for this word today. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of forgiveness, the gift of forgiveness. Amen. I pray that every single one was able to get something out of the word today. I know I sure did. Amen. I pray that everyone was willing, amen, to lay all those burdens down at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy your Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus. We have a lot of sun here, so enjoy this sun on this Sunday. Amen. Remember, the word of God has already been preached. Amen. Remember, Satan, he comes immediately to strip the word of God out of your mind and out of your mouth. Amen. So remember to stay there. Take a stand on the word of God. Amen. Apostle Talanika and I, Minister Learn Green, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Remember that Satan has already been defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed.